Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may become your servants more and more each and every day, that we may glorify your name in all we do, and that we may rely on your grace and allow you to transform us so that we may see and act as you call us to be. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, you know, there's a little thing that's kind of come out in the past week, and I thought it might be an important thing to address. So one of the things I want to talk about, and this is really key on what we are all about. Now, remember, the purpose of this program is to help you to live your baptismal promises. And your baptismal promises are to live as Christ calls us to live. So what we're called to do, that mission, that commissioning that happens at the end of a baptism, is may the Lord hear, open your ears to hear his word and touch your lips to proclaim his faith to the praise and glory of God the Father. Now, understanding that, we see that reality and we see that picture and we see that understanding and everything else. And that's the whole focus of what it is we're called to do, to live our baptismal promises. Now, this past week, you probably saw, actually, last week is what I mean, you probably saw this thing going on between Project Veritas and CNN. And what Project Veritas is doing is demonstrating from their investigations, or actually presenting from their investigations, words that were taken in an undercover investigation on bias over at CNN. Now, journalism, of course, needs to be unbiased. However, the question is whether or not it is unbiased, and whether or not CNN is unbiased is a different question. Okay, but we do have to understand something that has to do with the reality of bias in media that's owned by corporations. Now, what I'm saying to you, I learned a long time ago, not by this intense right wing, the whole world is filled with media bias type person. I actually learned it from someone else who was on the opposite side of the right wing. He was very left wing, still around, Noam Chomsky, very powerful person. I don't necessarily agree with everything he says, but he has a lot of positive things to say, especially in regards to media bias. And Noam Chomsky has been talking about this and warning about this for 60 years. It's got to be 60 years now. So this is nothing new. But what he warned about is the understanding that when corporations own media, then the media will always be focused on what makes money for corporations. Now, in this presentation by Project Veritas, you see this technical director talk about this red phone, literally says a red phone in probably the control room, that they are demanding, that whoever is on the other side of the red phone is demanding, that what is on the screen is presented in a way that is not focused so much on journalist integrity, but what gets the most amount of viewers. Now, and you can look at that and say, well, that's wrong. Well, okay. But that's corporations. That's the way corporations, this is what happens with corporate media. And so my focus on this, and everything is on CNN, don't think this doesn't go on at all the other organizations as well. Please don't, because it does. And, you know, to some degree or another, you're going to guarantee, and I learned that, again, from Noam Chomsky. So let me explain to you how this works. I don't attack anyone in this program, but sometimes I'll mention people's names, and I'm going to mention Jeffrey Zucker's name. Now, I don't know that much about the history of Jeffrey Zucker from the time he was born, but one thing I know is he has always been, in his most successful part of his life, he has always been a programming executive in network programming. I think he came from NBC. I'm not sure. But that's what Jeffrey Zucker does. And what does a program executive do? He makes sure that the programming on the network brings in the most amount of viewers. And the reason is because that's how you get the most amount of profit from the advertising. That's how it all works. All right. So his job is to make sure you get the most amount of viewers, to get the highest price for advertising, to make the most amount of money for the parent company of CNN, which, by the way, is AT&T, has been since 2017. That's his job. So you might say, well, we don't like that CNN is focused on profits for their corporations and their stockholders. That's what corporations do. And there was a great warning about this back in the 1960s from Don Hewitt, who was the producer. He created and he was the producer of 60 Minutes. And he warned about this a long time ago at CBS. And remember, when you're talking CBS News, you're talking about the origin of CBS News, who was one of the most great visionaries of true news, not what you see now, Edward R. Murrow. And he was one of what were known as Murrow's boys. So Don Hewitt made this warning, which I'm going to talk about on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We're CatholicAudioMedia.com. By the way, we're on WEZE at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, so you can also hear us then. We'll be right back right after this. Did you ever want to have some form of input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or deacon ideas you may have for him to preach at Mass? Well, let me invite you to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions there. Your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Import for Homily and follow the instructions. And your words may make a difference in what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget that CatholicAudioMedia.com, you can hear the archives of the show. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests. You can check out the blog where you can see my homily. You can also sign up for our Substack newsletter. Please consider doing that. All at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, one of the things that I was talking about was Don Hewitt. I think it was Don Hewitt over at CBS. This is back during the 60s. And he said, guys, I have good news and bad news. The good news is that the news division made money last month. The bad news is the news division made money last month. And the reason why that was so key, that's actually a seminal moment in television news. It's very well known. And it was so key was because he knew once the news division made money, then all of a sudden news was going to change. And it was going to change in a way that made lots of money. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have a successful news program that doesn't make money. And that happens all the time. It happened all the time. I mean, I'm not sure that Edward R. Murrow would have been a major moneymaker for CBS, but he is considered one of the greatest media journalists ever because of his integrity. If you've ever seen the movie Good Night and Good Luck, it portrays Edward R. Murrow in great. Well, one of the key players, by the way, and he's also portrayed by George Clooney in Good Night and Good News, is a man by the name of Fred Friendly. And Fred Friendly was Edward R. Murrow's producer. And Fred Friendly, he recognized, and he wrote a book that I read in junior high school. He wrote a book about how CBS, his work from CBS taught him that television, not just CBS, television was in the business of attracting viewers. And so that viewers would see advertising. So what was important, what they were actually selling, which is where all the social media, that whole business model comes from social media, was selling to advertisers, viewers. So the reason why all the program existed was not to entertain you, but to attract you so that you would see the advertising. And so if it entertained you, that was good. Or if it informed you, that was good. But as long as you watched the program, that's what it was all about. This is what Fred Friendly recognized. So now we get back to this thing between Project Veritas and CNN. Well, what is going on? Well, if CNN is not making money for AT&T, if it's losing money for AT&T, then that's a problem for AT&T. That's the way the system works. That's not the issue with AT&T. It's not the issue with CNN. It's not the issue with Project Veritas. It's the system. It's how the system works. That's why I get my news from other sources. It's how the system works. That's the way it works. So you may have journalistic integrity to a point, but ultimately it's all about that. And even people may talk about media bias that they're trying to push a viewpoint, which they may in fact be trying to do. I don't know. But even so, their ultimate goal will be what is good for the company. This is what Noam Chomsky warned about 60 years ago. So we see all that going on. And now let me put this how it plays out with you. If you do not live your faith, the system is what runs the world. If the more people who live their faith, just live their faith, not trying to go out and change the whole world, just live your faith and understand to live with the integrity of your baptismal promises and everything else, and live close to your faith and realize how much we need the influence of God to lead us to become holy people. If we're not focused on that, the system wins. And it's not so much wins, the system runs the way things work. The more we live our faith, then the stronger the truth gets out. And I'm not talking about screaming sin every other corner or something. I'm just talking about living the integrity of your faith. That's why it's important for you to live your faith. That's why it's important for you to understand what is the most important value is you getting to heaven, your family getting to heaven, your neighbors getting to heaven. And so we have to live our faith differently because the system is built on whatever. In our country, it's right now built on profit. That's what the system's built in. In China, it's built on communist philosophy. That's what the system is built on. We live to preach the truth and live the truth. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a blessed day. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. In Cristo vivimos.